the whole world learns. The chazaka means that the Baal HaBayis is not going to be silent when the guy walks in and takes his money. But rather, the Rambam seems to say, mind-bogglingly, that the chazaka is going back on the road at the Baba Machteres. He's not going to take it easy if the guy tries to take his money away. Right? I the crop is a Gemara, so not on I and Bays and Bays. Look at the Gemara, Bosai. What does it say? Look. The Gemara seems to be saying klar, completely the opposite. Right? What does the Gemara say over here? Take a look on the fourth wide line. Itzrich. Hukabon Itzrich. Saga Hamina. Bala Baisu the Kim Lu. A Kim, the different yourselves. Maybe the Kim Lay. The Ain of the Mamid Aslam Amono. Sounds the push of trust going on the Bala Bais. Abel Acher Lo. What does it mean, Abel Acher Lo? That means another person, he has no right to kill the Baba Machteres. The Baal HaBayis knows he can't abide the guy taking his stuff. So he's going to have to put up a fight. Put up a fight, he puts his life in danger. So he kills the guy first. But an outsider, who said? Maybe the guy won't resist. Maybe the guy won't even know about it. Kamash can kill him anyway. Now, how do you learn Pshat Kama?
So the way we learn Pshat was that in the Halamina, the Chiddush is that if you have to take a small kemta, which is that the case is talking about where the Baal HaBayis has not yet confronted the guy.
Yeah, I accept that.
And therefore, the special bit of the Halamina, where the reason why is because this guy came into the house, and the only person who's going to think to stand up to him right now is the Baal HaBayis.
100%.
The only person he's going to consider killing is the Baal HaBayis.
Right.
If some other people come, if good Samaritans come by and try and stop him,
right,
he's just going to wave his gun. He doesn't have any Halamina to kill them.
Why not? They try
because
to kill him
then
first.
They're going to run away. They're not going to stand up for some other guy's money. They don't care. Only Baal HaBayis cares.
Ah, here we go.
And Mashmalon, they're really the Raidiv too. He's really a Raidiv, and therefore they can kill him too.
It's Chazar again. Saka da Chamina, Baal HaBayis who the Kim Lahu. In other words, we're talking now about it's referring to the Baba Machteres.
Yeah.
The Baba Machteres is the one. Ah, Baal HaBayis doesn't mean the Baal HaBayis, it means with respect to the Baal HaBayis. Come. Ooh, ah. Hear what you just said, Achidish? With respect to the Baal HaBayis, we say that this Ganev ain't on the Masa Mamon. Abel Acher, with respect to another guy, the Baba Machteres thinks he's just a troublemaker, and therefore I'm not going to start up with him. He's not going to start with me. So therefore, the other guy shouldn't kill the Baba Machteres, because after all, the Baba Machteres does not pose a threat to him. He may pose a threat to another guy. Why? Let's chazer again. I'm trying to read it again one more time. Baal HaBayis who, with respect to whom, I should say, a new translation, the Kim Lu, Kim Le, Kim Lu, Kim... That's clear. Which gears is better over here?
Kim
Le. That we are certain.
Right.
With respect to the Baal HaBayis, he's not going to take this lying down, because he knows that the Baal HaBayis is going to fight back. So therefore, the Baal HaMachteres, who knows he's going to have to epic battle with the Baal HaBayis, is not going to take it sitting down. And therefore what? Therefore, the Pasha Baal HaMachteres applies, because the Ganef, the Baal HaMachteres, is going to potentially shoot the Baal HaBayis. The Baal HaBayis has to shoot him first. Abel Acher. What do you mean Acher? With respect to an Acher, with respect to somebody else, the guy walks in off the street as a good Samaritan, trying to save this situation. So with respect to that guy, we do not say that the Ganev is going to say, "Ain't a matzah, no, I'm going to fight back with this guy over the money. This guy has nothing to do with the money. This guy is just a bystander. So I'm not going to fight back with him." Kamash will on the road, I feel like I'm not bad. Not bad.
I have one other problem.
Have another? There's a problem?
Yeah, because I learned Rashi this way also.
Rashi
Naman Aleph.
Yeah, but Rashi Naman Bey is not going to work.
So I had to reread Rashi Naman Bey. The problem is that Rashi in two other receptives seems to imply, like I said, like the way I read the Gemara, like the Rambam.
Whoa. First, let's get the Rashi over here.
I'm asking that the Rashi Naman Bey is much more difficult.
Let's read the Rashi Naman Beis first. Then we'll see how bad it is. Okay. Where's the Rashi number base? Hukah, look inside, everybody. Hukah b'chalada, mafilu eno baal hamamon mutal hargo loksiv hiko. Baal habayis, this is the problem. Correct, this is the one. Baal habayis hu de mutal hargo b'shum. The lahai ganov. This ganov kim le b'gavei. The baal habayis eno mamir atzmo al mamon. That's a furish, no? Not going on the. It would hear also with respect to.
You could say that.
Okay, maybe. With this guy of Kim Lebegave with respect to his balabais. Did that what? Ain't no mamad asma mamono. Adata do mitle also. Shakalam lo, Shere Ganav Zello, Boyla, is going to get the Fosha Shose. Kamash Malon. Okay. Shver. Where are the other two Rashis?
Rashi on
Amud Aleph. Yeah.
I read according to the
Rambam. Where? Chazaka. Chazaki
has an
Sharoa, Sharacher, Noglo, Vishosek. Rashi hook Chazaka on Amud Aleph. He's not going to be quiet. He's not going to just be quiet. Hilkoch Yodea Haganav Hazeh. Shabalabayis Omer Amamono, Latsilo. Umeymar Omar Haganav. I read this Rashi the regular way.
But Rashi's quoting the Gemara, and that's how I read the Gemara.
Hey, where's the second? Where's the other
Masechta? Rashi and Pesachim of Eidah Beis.
Pesach, is it the Likutei Rashi?
I don't know if it's in it.
I have it right here. I have it, yeah, sure, it's here. Oh, no.
On
the side I have from Yuma. Pesach and Beis and Beis is like this. They have the first one, Beis and Aleph. How much Rashi
I don't know if that's the right Rashi. I think there's another Rashi on Masechta. And there's also a Rashi
in Chesed
Brachos that seems to say the same thing.
Whoa, Rashi Brachos is here. Atorah Imbrol Chashkan Hargo. Fishabot. Everyone have Likutei Rashi? Everyone has Likutei Rashi? Yeah. It says Vatorah Amar comes the Brachos and Ches. Lefishabot Isken Efoshes Shodeyahu Shem Timtzenu Choter Lo Tamed Atzmacha Milahatzel Mamoncha. Uhu Boladas Das Kain Shodeh Rabbi Agecha. I read the Rashi also the standard way.
So I read the Rashi that the Hubba is referring to the Gath. That he's coming to kill the Balabayas, and therefore got Tara Amrila.
You're right. No, that's correct. The Ganav comes, the Das came.
To kill the Balabayas means
to Yokum Alecha, the Ganav is going to come on him via. Oh, wait a minute.
See?
So the Ganav is going to kill.
He's going to try and kill the Balabayas. Kill the Balabayas. Therefore, Balarikha.
Right. That's true.
Not like how Rabbi read Rashi yesterday.
What
Rabbi Radashi has to ensure that the Balabayas is going to try and stop the Ganif at any cost, and therefore the Ganif, like the Ram, and therefore the Ganif is going to try and kill the Balabayas, and therefore the Balabayas can kill the Ganif.
Right, that's why we read Rashi here too.
That's how I read Rashi. It's the end of host there that if the Balabayas find the Ganif in the basement,
right,
the town has to come to the Hasamon, they're going to try and attempt to stop the Ganif, but not by means of lethal means. The Mahubaladas came, and the Ganif is coming for the purpose of stealing
the Ganif. You're learning, the Rashi learns. This shita that, like the Rambam, Menaucha.
Correct.
That may be true, but that Menaucha is not a contradiction. To use, there are two chiddush in the Rambam. One chiddush I agree with 100% that everyone says, but the Rambam is against the Ran. The Ran says if the Balabayas will take the money away, the God will meekly exit and find a different victim, and the Rambam says he takes the money, he'll kill him. That's fine. That there's no question about. Your chiddush noir and Ram, which when I read around, I also jumped to me that read that he learns a chazaka backwards. Where did it all come from? What is whole shtickle Torah? Where did it all come from? It came from a Rambam. That's just view. Have to always review. It all starts with a Rambam. This whole pilpul that Kam and I are having starts with a Rambam. Perek Tes Nuchas Ganeva. Sorry. Bigger. Okay, this. Here we go. This is the Rambam. Nemah yitira Torah dama shel ganav. Alpha pisha bolis gemar. Pisha ches koso. Who? There's only every. Anyone don't have a grammar? Every pronoun has to have an antecedent. Grammar? Ches koso of whom? Who? There's only one person to refer to in this whole line. That's him. Ganav. So That's the astounding Rambam. Cheska so presumably must go back to the Gadif. The standard learning, my whole life, I never knew any alternative, is that Chazaka is Tomarum. Chazaka in other mamas and goes on the Balabayas. The way the Rambam seems to read Kipshuto is going on the Gadif. That's the Pella. She'im, Omar Balabayas, Befana, Vumaniyo. Oh, this is the Mano, as we said before, it's against the Ram. Okay, that's right. Okay, fine. But those two don't have to be interrelated. Yahar Genu. What? What does that mean? What does that mean? That means, believe it or not, Chazaka and other Mad and Asa Mamona, let's refer to the person who owns the money legitimately, the Gadif, who has his eyes in this money, maybe he has his hands in this money. His money is his. And he's not going to sit idly by if the Balabas wants to take it away from him. So I guess it does have to with the Mano. It just wouldn't work according to Shita's Haran. Okay. V'nimtza, Zeh nichas the base chaveiro lignov, the ganav, kirodef acha chaveiro lahargo. Why? Because he knows this ganav that the ganav is not going to let this loot out of his hands, and he's going to kill the balabites. Okay. So we said the mile of this pshat, believe it or not, is look, we're attributing murderous intentions to a person who never wanted her to fly, the balabas. Mapatov, every balabas has a weapon, Bechlal. He can be a passive individual. The Pashup Shah the Gemara attributes to every single balabas, what were you saying? What did Meikana want to say? Every Jew at 22 is the only one of his things. We're attributing to a guy who has no record and no criminal record, no indication of anything wrong in his life. And we're attributing to him, if he sees a guy walking in, he's going to kill him. Not Pito. Because of this amazing shot. No. The fellow who has the chazaka is the, not every other, the chazaka of this other, this ganef, who's already, we know he's already a bum. He's already choshed al hamon. So he's choshed al nefashes too. That if this guy was ready to steal, he's burying, digging, furrowing under the guy's basement there to steal his money. This guy is not going to let the money out of his hand. He's going to kill the other fellow. So it's a better. Again, the simple way around is that way. The Gemara is a little shver. I wonder if anyone's before come and thought of this trying around. The words scream out at you. Let's look at the back of the Ram and the Frankel. I don't know if the Ramakomas are out yet, but I made a reference to a Frankel.
I emailed them. Yeah.
Oh, but I haven't seen it yet.
Okay,
you'll show me because it made me mistakes.
I didn't print it because
proved.
Exactly.
Proofread. After Shiva, she'll give it to you. Okay. Perek Tess. Halacha Tess. Does anyone point this out? Then they look at two places. The Maaseh Rokeach and the Evan Ha'ozel. They both point out it's against the Ran. Okay, it's very nice, but did they point this amazing thing out? Maybe they have these things.
They do, they have both.
They're both?
Yeah.
Wow. Let's see, I doubt them. Well, we'll find out. Evan Ozel comes first alphabetically. See Evan Ozel first. I love the test. Let's see. I love the test. Listening.
Why do we assume that the Ghana is willing to take that jump, even though he's willing to steal, and he's a bomb, okay, but why is he...
You're right. Look what he says. I think he's chapping your vote, Kam. Raman bir kan diri ha-gemar lo kefi ha-poshet, kepirish ha-poshet, kemash ha-pirish rashi. The gemar isa chazaka, ba-ba-ba, madam ha-rova chazaka, koyal eno de mamon as mamono. That's what it says. Ach yikshe, the matzorach lo mechazaka, the bevada yimro adam shavot and likach mamono ain't a meniach. So the others say what? And the mamonat some mamono viachbot slagas agarf. Not just the sap. This is. I was going to say yovar. Chiddush gadol. Oh, look at his practice. Hodamarov Hazaka Lokoi. What do you mean Lokoi? Well, look at the Gemara. What's the lashon of the Gemara? Chazaka ein adam mamon asam amono. Rabbi Isazama wants to say, stop, chazaka. Now that's a new sentence. Pile, ploy. Rabbi Chazaka doesn't go on him asam amono. Elohad misayim v'haimei mar omar. Wow. Chazaka, parentheses, ein adam asam amono. So then, chazaka, hai mei mar omar. It's going on the Ganav. He says you're Moritz. Just except he doesn't say it. See, we're trying to squeeze in the words of the Matzah Mamono. We're trying to squeeze to knock that into the Gemara, even though it's against Gemara Mabez. Rabbi Sazama skips it. He says Chazak goes in the second half. The problem is the Lashna Rambam. The Lashna Rambam is really doesn't. You know what I'm saying? Cheskoso, the Chazaka. Chazaka of whom? Of the Ganef. What? The Chazaka is Yargenu. Now, the Rambam never said the words Ein of the Mamas of Amono. So, because Zalman's is probably better than yours. He's saying your Vorkam, just with a little different twist. We have the best of both worlds. The Chiddush was, the Chiddush Nifl was, the Rambam has a Chazaka going on the Ganav, not on the Balabais. We tried for hard, yesterday, today, to squeeze the word Ein Odom Mamon As Amamono into that, and it's also going on the Ganav. It's come out impossible. But the better pshat, which is almost better than you, Kalman, forgive me, is that the Chazaka and the Rambam, he never says the word Ein Odom Mamono. It's the Mei Meramah. The Mei Meramah is Chazaka on whom? On the Ganav. And the Rambam never used the words "and the Matzah Mono." Those words could possibly refer to the way the Pashup Shad the Amud Beis is refers to the whom, refers to the 1 second, refers to the whom, to the Balabais. But the Rambam understands Chazak goes on the name of Rambam referring to the Ganav. It's not as bold as your pshat.
But when the Rambam says "Shemamud Balabais" in front of Mino, why not the same thing as saying "and the Mamon"?
Cheskoso of the Ganav, Shemamud Balabais in front of Mino. That's all parentheses, right? What's the Chazaka? Yargenu, he's right. Im Omar Balabais Mefonov, that's not a Chazaka. What? How?
Chazaka. Yeah. Chazaka.
Right.
What's going to happen? You know, the Mamid
Who?
That the Balabais is going to stand.
Balabais, right.
Right.
Oh, that's what everyone learns. You learned that Chazaka is going on the Ganav.
Parenthetically.
Right. Oh, exactly. That's exactly it. And behind the Ganav, Memarama. That's the Rambam is saying.
Right.
Well, great. So, Kama, we accept that you have Chiddush Nifter, Rabbi Sazama, he picked it up, but your Chiddush was too wild, and he tempered it down a little bit. But if not for you, Kama, you get the credit, I would not have realized this.
How's he squeeze that into Amud Beis?
Yeah, it's okay.
Same way we just read it?
Well, let's see. That's right, good question. Amud Beis, what's he going to say? Look at Sakat Adachamino, Balabais, who the Kim, Luhu, the Ain of the Mount. No! Because the word Chazaka is not here. Ah! Meiridik. Chazaka is only found on Amud Aleph. Amud Beis doesn't say the word Chazaka. And the Masnamona goes on the Balabais, we always said. But the word Chazaka here goes on 6 words later. Rabbi Sazama is a god of the Torah. He figured it out. He basically chapped what the Rambam said. And he had Kalma's Ha'ara, but he said it better than Kalma. Meiridik. Let's see what we're with. Wow, this is the news to me. I never would have known this. Look what he says. Oh, at the Kavan, Eino La Horug Ela Le. What? Ela Le Horig? What does that mean? The below Chazak was who make a taste of Yarog, Haganav, Es Habalabais. The Mikkeman, Shiachbos, Larog, also Habalabais, Yelich, Yachbos, Yelich, run away. The Oma Chazaki, Shain on the Mamas of Amono. This is your Pshat, Kam. Huh? He's saying Kam's Pshat, Beferish. He doesn't pick up any pieces. He has your pshat, black and white. Second pshat. Kavana, eno la, eno, Eino laharog. What does that mean? Chazaka koy al eino demaz masam amono. Who? We think it goes on the Baal HaBayis. No, it's going on the Ganav. I'm not sure what those extra words mean. The below chazaka zu mehechatesu yaharog haganav es Baal HaBayis. To be came a shiach but laharog also a Baal HaBayis. Nilchavos aviyelech. So Amar Shachazaki, who she ain't on the Mamma Nasma Mono, be a Samus Shalolonia Clodito. I feel the Savo Sakona, Achiovo, Lideze, Sheyarog also. I'm not sure. Which, am I, is he saying up Shana?
Yeah, he's saying that the Ganif is going to end up killing the Balais. The Balais is going to try to protect his money, and then he's going to end up coming into the hand of the Ganif. He's going to shoot him.
Let's read. Can we read one more time? Hold on. The Chazaka goes on Eino Demama Simonim. But who is it going on? Is it going on the Baal HaBayis or is it going on the Ganav? So I thought he wanted to say that Kavana Eino Laharog. And the Chazaka, I'm going to hold on to my money and I'm willing to kill someone to take my money. Rather what? Elo Lehore. In other words, I'm willing to lay down my own life for my stinking money. Wow. Going to the Baal HaBayis.
Yeah.
But the Baal HaBayis wants to die, and someone shouldn't take his money.
Still all parents.
But hold on a second. Hold on. That okay? Hold on. Kind of the below chazakos will make a taste of yarog aganav as Baal HaBayis. Why should he kill him? To be kamer she yachbos larog also Baal HaBayis and yichlo chafos and vielich. He'll just leave. He'll say Omar chazak v'shein adam who? Who's the adam? Baal HaBayis. This is not your pshat. But Asamono, because Amet the Baal HaBayis, Shloniach lo lito la fila b'savik sakana. He's willing to risk his own life. Achiyavuli deizeh shiara go so. So and therefore he the Ganav will kill him first. Therefore he's allowed to kill him first.
Isn't it more of a savik sakana though for the Ganav if he knows that the Baal HaBayis has willing to come kill him? Anyway?
It's true, but then how does the word rounds it around the Rambam put there? What? How's he being the Rambam? You have to keep going back to the Rambam. What did Rambam say? Cheskoso, who's Chazaka? Has to be the Ganav, right? Shem Omar Baal HaBayis Befonov Umino Yahargenu. That means that even though the Baal HaBayis knows. The Baal HaBayis knows that by starting with the Ganav, he's risking his life. He's going to do it anyway. So therefore, this guy walks in to steal. Is now a rodef to kill the Baal HaBayis. Why? Because the Baal HaBayis is going to risk his life to protect his property. And therefore, in point of fact, the Baal HaBayis, all he wants to do is mino. In and of itself, all he wants to do is stop him from taking the money. Would let him run on his way. He's allowed to kill him. So how does it work out with the Roshna of the Rambam? The Roshna of the Gemara. Chazaka. On whom? Chazaka on whom? On the Baal HaBayis. So the problem is Cheskoso is very tricky. Cheskoso means Cheskoso. It has to refer to the Rambam. There's no other person in the sentence. Cheskoso. Yargenu. How's it different than the second, than the original pshat? Maybe Rama. You have to look at this one more time. I give you an assignment. Last, once we're here in the Mefarshi Rambam, let's look at the other Mefarshi Rambam. Where we? How do we do that? We go back to the Rambam. Look, we're in the Rambam. Links. Maaseh Rokeach. That too. Hey, Kama, maybe he says what you. The Maaseh Rokeach. Test. Da-da-dum. Doesn't talk about it. Thank you. doesn't talk. The kitzur, Mrs. Zalman talks about it. We'll go into it a little bit more. Fine, Rabosai, ad kan from yesterday's shiur. Any questions before we go on? Okay. So we started talking about abortion. There's so many sugars to discuss at one time, it's hard to really go into everything at once. But let's just, as we started talking about it, go a little bit further. We had a tremendously difficult problem in the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach. This was really, really shver Rambam. It's so hard because it's self-contradictory and it's also against the Gemara. It's so hard to get out of this Rambam. It's very out, right? Let's review the shver Rambam. Ubra shimak shalele, ayin beis amid beis. Mutal achtach uba b'me'el ben b'sam ben b'yad, meshihu kirodef achareha l'horga. V'yimi shahotzi rosho ayinogad bo shaynogad avish menevish, v'zeo tiba shalola. Wait a minute. Tiba shalola means you're not a rodef. V'shmai karat fale. So if you're not a rodef, how can you kill the fetus? Elamai, you are a rodef. So why can't you kill me after hotzi rosho? It's self-contradictory and also against the Gemara. The push from the Gemara is the baby is not a rodef at all. Rather, the reason to kill the baby in utero is because the baby is not a nefesh. Rashi says, so abortion is either not murder at all. If it's not murder, maybe it's mutter. Is abortion mutter? That's what they say today, right? Grant is saying abortion on demand, what's called Planned Parenthood or whatever they call it these days. Who are the guys that they're blowing them up somewhere in their various clinics? It's Planned Parenthood, that's what they're called, right? No, am I correct? That's what it's called? They want abortion on demand. Yeah. And the people are blowing up their clinics. Because they hold the sanctity of life, you know. The fundamentalist Christians. We shall see. Maybe they're right from their perspective. So you can say either abortion is not murder, they're completely wrong. Or even abortion is murder, we mentioned yesterday. It's of a lower level of life, to use that expression, and therefore the blood of the mother is redder, to use the paraphrase of Chazal Nafayin Dal, than the blood of the fetus. And therefore, you kill the fetus to save the mother, even though the fetus is not a rodef at all. It's Pashup Shana Rashi. It's not a nefesh. Once again, it can be one of two things, not murder at all, or even though it is some kind of a murder, but it's of a lower level of a human being, and therefore the mechazus does not apply, because the mother's redder blood, quote unquote, than the fetus. So we always spoke about this yesterday, right? The Rambam is the one who gives us source. So we start talking about Reb Chaim. So I think that the Nissan made copies of Reb Chaim. Everyone has a copy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, if not,
okay, there's still a few more copies here. Reb Chaim raises this question. Let's read Reb Chaim. The question is quite clear. So it starts on page, I don't know if you have page numbers, Reb Chaim is page Tzadi Hey in the classic of Chaim. He quotes the Rambam. Ukfa Hikshu al Zeh in the seventh line. Sanhedrin Afayin Beis. Quotes our Gemara. What does it say? Mishmai Grapale. Hare the Lo Avi Rodev. And the Rambam himself says so. Tiva Shalolam. It's not a Rodev. So how can the Rambam say either Mishnah is lo nahave nefesh, like everything else, but the Rambam says rodev tzarachin. What's the difference? Oh, look at this. Reb Chaim is this classical brisk. It's so brisk that it's, you know, Reb Chaim's brisk is sometimes hard to understand. It really is. Well, I'll show you something in a minute. But I saw someone wrote with this Reb Chaim. Dina yeso din harigas harodef alohu mi din atzolas hanirdef. V'ikaro hu shenefesh harodef nitchem nein pikuach nafshon shel hanirdef. Uchidatanya b'sanhedrin afayin dalid. Yonas ibn Shalom er. Rodef shei rodef achaveir. Lahargo. V'yokho latzilo b'yechem mei varov. I'm a sharp shooting cop. there's a guy with a gun. I can easily shoot for his hand, knock the gun out of his hand, and he could be wounded, and the threat will be over. A sharpshooter. He said, I don't like that. I'm going to shoot him right between the eyes, and kill him. What's it in? Never love. This sharpshooter cop could be killed because he had the ability to stop the crime or just hitting him in the hand. He's such a sharpshooter. He shot between the eyes. I read. To call Ariga shall rode if he rack the hatzel as a nidah. Eladalo, but call Malcolm ain't dochen nefesh replay nefesh normally. Bahocha berode have exeris a kosuv, the nafsho nidche. Sorry, Charlie. You, the Rodef, your blood is not as red as the blood of the person who you're trying to kill. That's how it starts, right? Or is it Mitzvah Slos, I say? It's Rambam begins, Allah Fates. What's Allah? Which is what he says after the baby comes out. No, it doesn't apply over here. Al kachu kizayas akosuv she nefesh harodef nidcha. Fine, good. Al akati yeshu stop. This is brisk. Im kol akzeres akosuv the rodef who rak baatzmo shel harodef she yidoche mipnei pikuach nafsho shel anirdof. Aval ikar atzola shel anirdof he mishumdin pikuach nefesh shel kol haTorah kula. Saving the near death is thing. You have pikuach nefesh in the entire Torah. Even mechal Shabbos for we know. Or dimanam. The gam ikar at solah shel our near death. He mehach zeras akosav shel rodef. Vudin at solah b'fnei atzmo shel near death. Milvadin pikuach nefesh shel kol haTorah v'tzorachi. A briska chakiru. Is the fact that we save the near death straight up pikuach nefesh of kol haTorah kula. Or is there an additional din, a special, what's called a din mesuyim in Brisket language, a unique and circumscribed special halacha here, an additional reason that the nirdaf, his life is saved. Because the nirdaf, not just some pikuach nefesh. The nire, shekeinu ha-kofana she'enikim she'kosavnu. Chaim says, the second non-intuitive pshat is correct. Why? The Alfina and the Rodef mikrod the shofich dama adam. But the dama yishofich. Take a look over here, Abosai. In the Gemara, Mefurish in the Gemara, Abosai. On the Ayin Beis, on the Beis. We didn't see the Gemara yet. The next Gemara after we stopped. Name of Messiah, a riot to the din that the Gemara is trying to bring over here to the cut in the Rodef can be killed. What's the proof that it's true? Look carefully in the Gemara. Look in the Gemara, Bosai. What's the proof? What's the proof, Bosai? Look. Says the Gemara like this. Says the Gemara. Rodev she rodev achaver lahorgo. Omrin probably. Omrin lo. Rei she yisralu ben brisu. Vatora amra shofech dama adam. Ba'adam dama yishafech. Omra Torah hatzel dama shozeh v'dama shozeh. You tell the guy, mister, you better stop. You better stop right now. If you continue to pursue him, we're going to kill you. Based on what pasuk? Shofech dama adam. Adkan the Gemara. There are actually four different yafusas to kill a rodef. We'll see some. Says the Heliger Rab Chaim. Quotes his Gemara. Harei d'yesh din zegam b'bnei Noach. The parsha zu'alo nevro l'noach. Where's it found? It says over here, Bereshis, Perek, Tes, Pasuk Vav. That's parsha's Noach. It's right after the Mabul. Yeah, watch this. V'cheinu lehedya b'sanhedrin, after Nun Zayin. Rabbo says, take a look at after Nun Zayin. Rabbi Chaim quotes the Gemara. Open the Gemara, please. Nun Zayin, Amin Beis. Everyone open up, please. Nun Zayin, Amin Beis. Anupsha, but the 10th line. Shemar Yishmol Amru, Af Alo Ubrin. Even if a Ben Noach kills an Ubar, abortion, the Ben Noach is killed, as opposed to a Jew who's not killed for doing abortion. Dichsiv, Shofer Dama Odom, Ba'odom Nomi Yishofer. Rabbi, also, anyone about Korah here? Did they give the trump in the Torah or Shalem? No. Anybody about Korah? Okay, I'll tell you, I'm not a big about Korah. It goes like this. Oh, I have a Chumash. Why should we probably have a Bekiyis? Better to read. What does it say? Pasuk Tes, what's the inside? Perek Tes, Pasuk Wa? This is inside. Vav. Okay. Shofech da'am ha'adam ba'adam da'am yishofech. Okay, so this is divided into two phrases. And how's the translation in the article? Verse 6. Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed. Right? This is an amazing pshat chazal have. Instead of dividing the six words into two, three and three, he divided it into three, two, two, and two. If I said the pshat, they throw me out of the base medrash. Look at Rabbi Yishmael's pshat. Dichsiv, shofech dam adam 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 yishofech, ezu adam shehu ba adam, hevi omer ze'uba shememeimo. Shofech dam, someone who spills the blood. Of whom? Of a adam ba adam, of a man within a man, a fetus. Dama yishofech. What a creative pshat. The Yishmael learns from here that a Ben Noach is killed for abortions. Okay? Now, having said that, we come back to this. I wanted to show you this memra by Goyim, but Reb Chaim is referring to Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. I'm sorry. I got still taken away with this the drusha. It's not Reb Chaim was selling us to. And Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says as follows. Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara is discussing the fact that there's a chiyuv on a b'nei Noach of seven mitzvahs, and these seven mitzvahs are not just the seven mitzvahs proper. No, but there's an additional concept known as kayotzei bo. What does kayote bo mean, Rabbi? So what's the word kayote? What's going to be a translation of kayote bo? Like them, right. Take a look at it. Right, it's a small aleph. It's about the halfway down, a little less than halfway down, the Zion went off. Al Sheva mitzvahs ben Noach Nera. Goli rachmona b'chot, but what did the kulu? Fala gezel ben Noach Nera. V'atanya. Ala gezel. Gona v'gozel v'chein yifas toa v'chein kayotze bohen. What's going on? Kayotze bohen is an expression. Kayotze bohen. There's some kind of kayotze bohen of the various Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And the Gemara's are now trying to analyze what's the kayotze bohen. There's seven. We know this. Everyone knows the Sheva. Who knows the Sheva Mitzvahs by heart? Everyone knows the Sheva Mitzvahs by heart? Never taught you when you were a kid? Never told you that when you were a kid? It's the big three. What are the big three? You have to kill your life. What are the big three? Avodah Zarah, Shizdom, and Gilirai. So those are the big three. We'll get to that in the Sugya Ayin Daf. The other four are Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Never told you when you were a kid. What's Aleph stand for? Eber Menachai. Right.
Yeah.
What does Beis stand for? Birchas Hashem, blasphemer. What does Gimel stand for? Gezel, he steals. What does Dalet stand for?
Dinim.
You have to have Dinim, I've been in Can't have a Hefkebelt. That's what we were growing up, no? It was Big Three and Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. That's the reason remember the Sheva Mitzvahs. So what's the Kayotze Behen? Everyone has to have a Kayotze Behen. What is the Kayotze Behen, Rabbi Osai, of Ritzicha? Last three lines. Kayotze of the Shvichus Damim. Where do you have it? Where do you have it? Lotani, we don't have a source. What's Chayotzva? Omer Abaye, last two lines. Imashkachas, Titania, if it applies at all, I have the case where it applies. Yeah. Read the Rashi. Last two lines of Rashi. Chayotzva, Shvichus Damim, Lotani, Aitana, Liliel, Mishum, Dein, Shvichus Damim, shenachiv gamur omut the gamur go near the she did not atzel atzel the nafshel rotech the l'shavach dam b'shogin shvichus damim gamur hu rachmona chaslein. There's no in between. So the Moad before, what happened? What did it say over there? What did it say? Talked about gezel, right? The fast toar, the chok chayotze bahen. But there's no chayotze of reticha. Either yes or no. Ah, if you'll find one, I haven't. What's the case? Roda bach, last line. Acha be'a v'yochol, l'horgo v'yochol, atzila b'yachol me'evar, rashi v'yochol, anirdav, la'atzila atzmo b'yachol me'evar, v'shla rodev, kol n'katea raglo. He can just shoot a bullet and knock out its foot, and he won't be able to run after him anymore. V'lo, hitzil rashi ala harogo, yeah. Neragolov, Zok Rashi and Amad Beis on top. Hainu, Kayot Zibo de Shvichus Domin, Tavikorov Lahatir, it's close. Vieno Mutter, so Kusi, Bakusi, Bakusi, Bisrael, Chayim, Chen Yisrael, Bisrael, Av Yisrael, Bakusi, Potur, Valiba de Rabbi Onison, Av Rabbonim, Pligia, Lever, Army, Heter Gamu, Malek Kayot Zibo, they hold its Mutter to kill them. You're not mechuyav to be so precise. Once he runs after you, you're a marksman, you can just shoot up his hand and you can kill him completely if you want. Wow. Rabbi Parsons doesn't say. Usually, halacha rabim. Usually. We'll see soon. Back to Reb Chaim. Back to Reb Chaim. Oh. Sanhedrin afnun zayin, the choshev lahach li yochal atzim lechem evarov, b'chayotze, b'zeh, the nochri b'nochri, kimo Yisrael. V'cheni b'Rambam perek tesu chus malocha mayin shom harei lehedya v'im ein o yochol ahatzel v'yechad me'ivorov matzilin also v'nafshol shirodev gabi b'nei noach. Where does it say so? Where does it say so? It says v'tomat b'nei shimet b'nei noach and it's a kayote bo. Rabbo say, who is the b'nei noach running after? Who's going after? The Rashi says, the Rekar of the Hatev, Eina Mutta, Kusi, Bekusi, Bekusi, Bisrael Chai. So he's saying over here that the Parsha of Rodev applies by one guy running against another guy. Is that completely clear? What you do not have is what I have. Was there a Chazanish wrote comments on a Chaim Sefer? He never expected it to be printed. I don't think so. He wrote all kinds of interesting things. Any comments over here as well on this Rambam, this Reb Chaim rather? Tema, the hosam lohuska klamiu anirdav b'shapi yeshloma dan nirdav hoya Yisrael. V'chein b'Rambam lo niskar miu anirdav v'yakorchok ein Irish anirdav eino akum. Is that over the Zara? So I open about a Zara Niska Bigamarasham who been awesome Shane Malin awesome. Ain't Malam Lomarid. Misa the Hanir the Fugam Kenakum Vadai Ain Kandin Rodev Keno Keva the Onamusarin Shalola Hatilo. Ela Vadai Benirdov Shekhayov and Hatilo Iri. He's running after a Jew. So Reb Chaim's Raya is no longer. Reb Chaim's trying to bring a riot at the parish of Rod that applies to Goyim. Not true. The Nirdav is not a Goy. The Nirdav is Yisrael. Against Rashi. Let's read Bait Reb Chaim. Bait Reb Chaim. Rambam Perek Tes, Hilchos Malachim. Let's take a look at Hilchos Malachim Perek Tes. Reb Chaim says to look, we have to look. Anybody look it up? Guys, look up. When Reb Chaim says to look, you have to look. Hilchos Malachim Perek Tes. Halacha Dalet, I believe. No. Oh, yes. Benoach Shehorag Nefesh Afil Uba B'meimo Neragolov. We saw the Gemara. B'shmol Tumar Nanzayin. Let's go, we saw it first. Shofech Dam Ha'odam Ba'odam Dami Yishofech. The Balkar wouldn't read that way, so fine. Chenim harak treifa. What is a treifa? Please define a treifa. What's the word treifa mean? Can't live for a year, right? Oh, shekovso v'nosto lefneho ari. You tie a guy up and you put him in front of a lion. Are you a good guy if you do that? Are you killed if you do that? Because it's grammar. Oh, shenicho barav hachemes. You leave him there till he dies from starvation. So a Jew would not be killed. Hey, the guy's a bum shem a bum. It's a capital B, the biggest B you can imagine. But you don't kill him by a Jew. By a guy, ho avahemis mikomagom nera. Mechain, im horag rodev shiyochol ahatzilo biechad meivorov. This guy killed a rodev, and he could have just knocked off one limb. He, the rodev, was the guy, the nirdav, nera golov, mashenken be Yisrael. Says Reb Chaim, he thinks Tran Rambam is what? That's referring to, Reb Chaim's referring to a guy running after a guy. And the Chazon Ish says, no, that's not what the Rambam says. He's running after a Jew. Did he say either? He's like this. One second. No, it doesn't say. The Chazon Ish doesn't prove his point. The thing is that in the Gemara, the Akum there, and the Gemara over here, is a kind of a guy, lo mala v'lo marid. Look at the whole sugi over here, that's from Zayin. Take a look a little bit higher up. But Tanya, kusi v'roi behema daka lo mala v'lo maridin. Presumably it's with going on that kind of a fellow. So lo mala v'lo maridin, says the Chazon Ish, we're not going to save him. We're not going to save him even at no cost. Just stick out a rope and pick him up. Kavachol, we're not going to save him to kill somebody else. By definition, Chazon Ish, the Reb Chaim is wrong. The nirdaf here has to be dafka Yisrael. B'mchila, it's against Rashi, no? Top Rashi in the Zayin Beis. What does he seem to say? Ein amutot, what's this? Kusi v'kusi v'kusi Yisrael chayev. Both. So Chazon's proof can't be a total proof, because Rashi knew how to learn too. So okay, but anyway, it's a machlok is Chazon's Reb Chaim. Who is the nirdaf? Can you tell an Ichas Malach? Can you tell? Rabbi, I say, you're all smart people. Who is a nirdav over here? Im harag rodev, who? The Ben Noach killed the rodev. What rodev? Doesn't say the rodev is. Doesn't say. Doesn't say. Reb Chaim assumes it's true if the rodev is a goy. Chazon wants to suggest, no, it was also by the Rodef who was a Yisrael. What do you think? What do you think, Rabosai? What do you think? Hard to tell, though. No? Who's right? Reb Chaim or Chazon Ish?
How
can
you say that
if it says Mashiach can be Yisrael? Who does these things? If he's Yisrael, what does he do? He does an abortion, he kills a traitor. He ties him up in front of a lion. He lets him to starve to death. Or the Chiddush Nif of the Rambam is that if a Jew who had the option of killing, of stopping the pursuit by wounding him in the arm, and instead he kills him, the Rambam writes a Chiddush Nif of Menorah Ad Ma'od. You're not killed. You should be killed. The Gemara says Meferish are killed. We just read it. Read the line one more time, the last line, and then Zayin went off the last line. Be honest with him, inshallah, may Rodef, Achachaveiro, Lahorgo, Yochot, Sidechame, Avarav, Velo Hitzil, Ne'er Agolov. Rebbeinu Shalom is as clear as day, that Ne'er Agolov, but that's not what the Rambam said. Where's that Rambam? That Rambam is in Hilchos Ratzeach, I believe. Is it here? Here we go. Halacha Yud-Gimel. Kol ha-yochol la-hatzel bi-eva me-vara v'lo torach b'kach el-hitzel b'nafshe shol rodev v'arogo harei ze shofech domim v'chayev misa. I was like, there's the Mamisa also. Rambam says, hey, the Gemara says, Derek Olaf. Says, either he learns, either he passes against the Gemara and Minshaw, passes like the Rabbonim, or he says, don't take Derek Olaf literally. Derek Olaf means what? This whole long story. He's a Shofik Domim, a Chayav Misa, he's Chayav Misa, Avalein Bez and Mamisa also. The word Derek Olaf doesn't fit too well with those words. Some say he passed the Rabbonim against the Gemara and Minshaw. Some say Minshaw didn't mean he should actually be killed for reasons we'll get to. In any event, Rabbi said, back to Rabbi Chaim. Back to the Helig of Rabbi Chaim. So Rabbi Chaim assumed his way that a guy is running after a guy, and the parsha of Rodef applies. He killed the Rodef to save the Nirdaf. Watch this now. Her the Hedra. Dim ein o yochal ha-hatzel bechal me'evorov metzil nosa b'nafshar Rodef gamma b'nei Noach. Where is the kasha, Frank Rabbi Chaim? There's no difficulty with Noach. Applies to a yid, b'chai behem. Elavadai. Tavik zeres akosti b'fnei atzmo lahatzel la'nirdof b'nav shal sharodev. Ain't this shayach l'pikuach nefesh to call it darakula. V'shayach z'gam b'ben Noach. To b'chlau what? Dinin. Dinin, Rabbosai, Chiddush Noiru and Rab Chaim. So far, Rab Chaim is very geschmack. You can argue with him, the Chaznish did. We're going to see where Rabbi Chaim is coming from. For lo yisod hachdina shal rodef acha chaver lehorgo. Yalfina lo besanhedrin afayin gimel. May arayis and mikrodein moshiya lo. We saw. Ma she'ein ze shaya klal. Lidin pikuach nefesh shal kol ha-toro kula. Elo vada da vidin mifnei atzmo. Den atzola shal nirdof. Im laharigi im laharayis. Watch this now. The lahachi who the custom time of the uba who corroded. Acharei lahorga should be sviyeh to the Rambam. The bedin pikuach nefesh will call it Torah kula. Be emes have dina the gam uba who bechlal nefesh. Veino nidche b'nei nefesh acherim. If you look at it from the perspective of call it Torah kula. The Uber is a nefesh against Pasha Pshat Rashi, and you would not kill the Uber to save the life of the mother. V'yimbanu lahatzel nefesh b'nafshah shal Uber heichad lo havi rodev havi din nein matzil. We would not kill the baby to save the mother, the fetus. V'al kein gam hocha imbanu lo adam mishum dipikuach nefesh shal kol haTorah lo haya Uber nitche. You'd have to, can't help it. The mother has to die in Ebuch. Rak b'din hatzala ho'amura b'nirdof. A new din. Who? Davedina the uba nidche b'atzala zu. V'zeh shekos of a Rambam. Tama darei kurodev acharei alaharga. What does he mean over here, Abosai? It's not a regular din of pikuach nefesh. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. Pikuach nefesh called Tarakula. From that perspective, Uber is a nefesh. And you cannot be killed to save the mother. There's a new din. How do you know the new din exists? From the fact that it applies to Goyim, has enough. His child not known as Irish, the Chaznish argues with. Okay. A new din. What's the lumpness of this new din? Here, Rabbi Chaim goes into something hard to understand. For you saw davar zanir nilman shem darei hard to be kuach nefesh docha kol haTorah kula. Hey, alfina la biyumad af pehei. Who saw the Gemara yet? Gemara pehei. Who saw the Gemara? Not yet. By Sunday, you'll hopefully all see the Gemara. Gemara pehei. Okay. For those who knew, Sunday shiur at 11:30. See out of the Shemayim. Okay. Good. Oh. You may not pay hey. Mikra de v'chai behem alo shiyamas behem. V'yim kein. Kol shenichla b'chlal v'chai behem. V'doch es o yisurin. You can eat chazer. You can eat in Yom Kippur to save this individual. Habe lo nichla b'chlal nidchin. So if you can eat Yom Kippur to save the fetus, he's enough of v'chai. You can't just push him aside to save the mother's life. You give the pregnant woman to eat on Yom Kippur, she's going to otherwise faint, etc. Imu machma sakonas ubar, o machma sakonas haim. Is the mother eating because otherwise she'll lose the child, or the mother eating because otherwise she herself will die? Big difference. Ula harech the sphere of the hu the human name sakonas ubar. Hey mavua the ubar gamkin bichlal bichlal nichlal bichlal v'chay b'hem. That's how important Uber is. Stopping right here for a moment. The Heligot of Chaim Brisk is assuming that the only way we can justify eating Yom Kippur for a pregnant woman is what? It's v'chai b'hem. And according to those poskim who say that the only that you are eating Yom Kippur, even if the mother's not in any danger, the worst thing that can happen is a miscarriage. And the mother's not going to be in danger. You would be v'chal Yom Kippur if you will to save the fetus. What do you see? Says v'chai. That the fetus is included in v'chai b'hem. Is this 100% mukhrach? Can we disagree with Reb Chaim on this? You know who disagreed with Reb Chaim on this? His senior Rosh Yeshiva was also his grandfather-in-law. Who was that? Who was Reb Chaim's grandfather-in-law who was a Rosh Yeshiva and his Yeshiva? Who? We should know a little about the history of Yeshivas. What was the first Yeshiva? Balazin. Chaim Volozhin was the first. Reb Chaim of Brisk was named after his great grandfather, Reb Chaim Volozhin. Okay? That's because Reb Chaim Volozhin had a son-in-law who was named Soloveitchik. Okay? And this man had a son who was named Yitzchak Zev. The first was Yosef. Yosef Soloveitchik was the son-in-law of Reb Chaim. His son was of Yitzchak Zev. His son was of Yosef Dov. And his son was of Chaim. Okay? So how many generations are we talking about? A lot of generations passed. And Reb Chaim Volozhin, his son-in-law Yosef, his son-in-law, his son Yitzchak Zev, his son Yosef Dov, his son Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik was the fifth generation straight from Reb Chaim Brisk and named after him. Generation went fast in those days. Once it took a while, it could have taken many years. I don't. What was the Chaim Volozhin and Nifter? 18 what? Anybody know? Chaim Brisk was born, I think, 1853. I think Chaim Volozhin was Nifter 20 something years before that. Okay, it took a while. So not everyone gets the name right away. Other people named Nifter. Chaim Berlin. Chaim Berlin was the Nitziv's oldest son. He was named after his what? Chaim Volozhin had a son, Yib Yitzchak. No, you little Yeshivish families. This is the first family in the Vayish of Shiva world. And the son of Yitzchak. What a son in law, the Netziv. What a son of Chaim. So Reb Chaim Berlin was older than Reb Chaim Brisker, and he was a generation older, generation ahead compared to Reb Chaim of Volozhin. Okay? What was a great grandson? They're both named Chaim. Okay? They're both saying, the Nehelag and Netziv argued with his. Well, he came first to the Netziv. The Netziv was Rosh Yeshiva Volozhin, and Reb Chaim Brisker was a sixth assistant Rosh Yeshiva. You know, it made the history a little bit. At one point in time, was a tremendous argument within the Rosh Yeshiva Volozhin who should be the Rosh Yeshiva. Reb Chaim was Rosh Yeshiva. He passed away. Reb Yitzchak, his son, was the Rosh Yeshiva. After Reb Yitzchak passed away, so then one of his sons-in-law took over. He passed away now. And then the Netziv sort of took over. But there were many people who wanted Rav Yosef Dov Levi Soloveitchik, who was a direct descendant of Reb Chaim. The Netziv was not. He only married in. And they thought that Rav Yosef Dov, the Beis HaLevi, was a sharper mind, and he was quicker. And they wanted to be Rosh Hashim. It was a tremendous argument within the yeshiva in Volozhin, who should be Rosh Hashim. My Rebbe was also named Rav Yosef Dov Levi Soloveitchik, a great grandson of the Beis HaLevi. Told over the story with relish. A I repeat the kitzur what I heard from him. He said that when there was a tremendous tumult, the Tanaim were fighting with each other, who should be the Rosh Hashiva, they convened the Board of Trustees. He chuckled. Because the Board of Trustees in a place like such as ours, in Balabatim, don't really know exactly which way is up when it comes to learning. Who was the Board of Trustees? He said, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, the Kavner Rav. He rattled up a few other Gedolim who were on the Board of Trustees of the Lashon Yeshiva. There was a Maggid there. Also, I forgot the name, there was a Maggid king. He was also on the Board of Trustees. So this meeting took place in the summertime. So the Maggid, I want to speak first. Okay, the Maggid are professional speakers. Wir halten jetzt in Parshas Vayeshev. Vayeshev? What do you mean Vayeshev? Before Chanukah. In the middle of the summer. This is funny, but Vayeshev. What's Vayeshev? What are you talking about? This is what the Maggid said. Ich bin nach a Maggid, he says. A Maggid, you know, is a moral preacher, an itinerant preacher, has to have a good guy and a bad guy. I think I make a point. I never have a problem. Bracious? I have kind and heaven. Can't top that. Noach, I have Noach in the Dor HaMabul. Lech Lecha, I have Avram and Lot. Vayera, I have Avram and the people in stone. Chayesara, I have Yitzchak and Yishmael. Told us, I have Yaakov and Esav. What could be better? Comes to Vayeshev, I'm in Pinchoris. My mind sucks. I want to have Yosef. They have Shiftei Kor. Hey, there's no villain over here. I'm in trouble. So the Maggid beholding in Parshas Vayeshev, the whole tumult should be the Netziv or of Yosef Ber. They're both Gedolei Olam in Vayeshev. The kids of the Board of Trustees voted that the Netziv should be the main Rosh Hashiva, Yosef Ber should be the Sgan Rosh Hashiva. They made exactly the details. Yosef Ber saw this is not for him. He left and took a Rabbanus first in Slutsk and then in Brisk, and he passed away in Brisk. The Kitzer. So, back to my point. The Netziv, the famous story about the Netziv. The Netziv, when he was 12 years old, apparently he wasn't such a big Mitzuyan at that time. And so his parents wanted to make him an apprentice to a shoemaker, a cobbler. Yeah, you know, the Netziv will learn when he has free time. But he's not going to be a from the Gedolim. He's not such a sharp. He's not so sharp. So his parents said, "We'll make an apprentice to a shoemaker, and it'll be a good Elocha Balabos." But the Netziv, as the story goes, heard his parents, overheard them planning this, and he came to him, he started crying to his father, his mother, "Please, I want to learn, let me learn some more." Okay, they gave in to his tears, they let him learn some more. A few years later, he became Mamish, such a tremendous goyin, that even though he was very, very young, Rabbi Yitzchak Balozhin took him as a son-in-law. That means, for the granddaughter of Rabbi Chaim Balozhin, that's not a small thing. But still, people thought, "Hey, he's slow." They didn't see the Netziv to be so sharp like some other people. What'd he do? He hid himself in his Shver's attic somewhere, and he wrote a perush, which is one of the most unbelievable perushim around. What's it called? Anyone know? How many of those perush? Chumash. That's later on. That was Shir Yomim of Alosh. They gave a Shir Chumash after everyday Shabbos. He wrote the Hamek She'elo on the Shiltos of Rabbi Choy Gom. Three humongous volumes, but I mean really humongous, filled with big pages, where he shows Bekiyas and Kol HaTorah Kula Mamsh. He decided to write it on the Shiltas. He could have written it in any without any Shiltas. He was just saying, pull them all over Shas. But he focused on the Shiltas and he wrote, unbelievable, it's mind-boggling. When it came out, all of a sudden people say, "Hey, we thought this guy was slow. We thought Allah made a mistake." He didn't make no mistake. He didn't make no mistake. This guy knows Kol HaTorah. Anyway, so the Netziv said, "Achilish Nifla Benar." And there are two sources for this chiddush niftal and her. One was exactly what the Reb Chaim calls over here. Reb Chaim wants a machlokes, Reb Osai. When you break your fast, you break your fast on Yom Kippur, if you're pregnant, is it why? To save your own life, or to save the life of the fetus? It's a machlokes. Some say, just save the fetus. And some say, no, I feel of Dasa Rambam, but we left off. Because nefesh the uber in a dochas ayisurin, I, she can break a fast only to save her own life. Whatever. Chaim is going to continue. Let's stop for a second. This is a machlokes in the rush. This is on the later Ramakom. We shall see these other things later. There's a rush. To rush. Look what he says. Uber Shericha, as Reb Chaim calls his Mishnah. You give her food. Why? 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 Cause of Ramban. Masha mit, ever see the top line? Masha mit of Dibi Baal Lochas Gedolos. Dibi Shem Sakonas Vlada Chudei Mechalim. I feel like a Lemechash Lididah. The wife, the mother's not in danger. No, the mother's not in danger. Only the baby is in danger. The baby is in danger. Oh, this is the Baal Lachas Gedolah says. But if you look carefully, the Baal Lachas Gedolah, you know what he says? If we are certain that the mother's going to die, if she won't eat Yom Kippur, she may eat. Frekt and Tziv. Why must we be certain? There's a famous rule. There's any a shaila of pikuach nefesh where doche Shabbos Yom Kippur. That's the famous one of Vachaybahem. And you didn't see Gemara Yuma yet, most of you, many of you. But let's take a look in the Gemara. I'll show you one piece of Gemara. The rest we'll have to see later. The very end of Masechta Yuma. Daf Peheim and Beis. Look at this Gemara, boss. Gemara is like this. There are four sources that people never should talk about Shabbos. Shmuel says, if I be a Hassan, I be with all the Tanoim, have a Mina. The D.I.D. for me to do. Mine's better. The V'chai Bahem V'lo Shiyomus Bahem Rabosai. Okay? Oh my Rav, the cool is the Pircha, the Bible in the Shmuel. That's the Pircha. What's the Pircha? The Rabbi Shmuel, what's Rabbi Shmuel say? Rabbi Shmuel derived it from Bava Machteres. Bava Machteres, Rabbi Shmuel's source. I'll show it to you just for a second. Just for a second. Rabbi Shmuel's source is Bava Machteres. Peheim and Aleph. Look what it says. What happened? You have Tanoim walking. Who are they? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Bazim Nazariah, three of the Gedolei Tanoim. And two after them. Right? Nishal Hashem Lefneim. Binali Bilal Demish Dochas Shabbos. Then Rabbi Shmuel Yomar. Iba Machteres Imotze Yaganov. Umazesh is suffic al moment boss, suffic on the foshes bob. Ushfich is domi, and time is hard to go to Shnish Dalis Rob. Then let's see the Benavsho. You can save the Balabas even by killing someone, which is a terrible thing. Kavachoma the Puach Nevadadom of the Shabbos. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Says the Gemara Namad Beis, that's very, very nice. Very nice of Yishmael. It was a big problem. What's the big problem? Ashkon Vadai Safek Minolon. Again, Rabbi Shmuel Dilbuk Rabba. Oh, my Rabba, my time with the Machteris. Chazoka, not just a chance, a Chazoka, Kalman, a Chazoka. Ain't all the mom and ask the mamono. If I made the yard of the coin by pay, I'm going to call that boy, Katil the Lay, Vatar Mabosh Kashkorgo. Ashkon Vadai. The book calls it a Chazoka of Vadai. That's a little different. That's not a Vadai Mamish. Called it a Vadai. We'll see you soon. Not soon, coming tomorrow, also, coming Sunday also. Ashkon Vadai. Sofek Minayin. Aminolon. So the question becomes, why did Baal Halachas Gedolah say that if you know for a fact, that the mother's going to die, she wanted Yom Kippur, you can have her eat to save the fetus? Why in Yavadai? Even a Suffolk. There's one other sharp writer that it's here bringing, so we'll see in a minute. This is really sharp. Right now, if I'm not mistaken. See you soon. We'll see you soon. It's all the days. I'm so sure it's done. See you soon. And if you were suffering, come on, say, everyone follow me? Why does the Torah say Barolo? If he was in doubt whether he could do resuscitation, whatever you want to call the Chaim Mason, he'd also have to do it. Because why is he saying Barolo? It says in the Tziv, Chidish Nifla V'Noira, V'Chai Behem, a Kancher Reb Chaim, against Reb Chaim, V'Chai Behem is only for a live human being. It does not apply to a fetus who's not alive yet, nor does it apply to someone who just died. We're trying to resuscitate him. Mechaim Mesim Zayin. Does not apply. It does not apply. Aye. So why in Mechal al Shabbos? Why in Mechal al Tumah? What the answer is?
Borrowed.
And what's the source? Chal el Olam Shabbos Achas. They sheyishma Shabbos is harbe. But that's Ashkan Vadai Safek Minayin. That's how they bahag do only if it's Vadai to save the fetus. And that's what the Torah says only if it's Vadai can be Mechaim Mesim. It's a musik mitvash in the tziv in the shiltas. You can look it up. Maybe I'll try to bring it on Sunday and show it to you. Isn't that great? Reb Chaim didn't know any chokmos for his grandfather-in-law. He never heard of this. So because Reb Chaim says against, right? Let's read Reb Chaim. What did Reb Chaim just say? Let's go back to Reb Chaim. What did he say? What did Reb Chaim say? What do you see? Hare Mavur, the fact that you're Mechal Yom Kippur to save the fetus. The Guba Gamkin Echlab Bechal Bechaybem. Not true according to the Tziv. At least according to these Rishonim. In fact, Dafka not according to the Bahad. Because why? It's only Vadai, not Safek. Vim Kain, back to Reb Chaim. The male are Yemuchat lo nitin lo ubo lidochat me pekuach nefesh shel acherim. Came in the Gam Hu Bechal Bechaybem. Reb Chaim is shtick. Vafilu im das haramam kupiuch nefesh tuba in adochas oisurim. Only the mother's life, mikol makom, gam kein yesh loma, the aval gab the chol zman shelo nolad, v'lo nigmar chiyuso ein adochas o yisurim, aval koz an inyan nitchos es o yisurim, aval inyan lios nitche, to be pushed away, to be killed to save the mother, gam bubu b'chal nefesh, v'rehu nechlal v'chlal v'chai bahem, l'inyan shelo lios nitche b'pnei pikuach nefesh, That's that the fetus is still, you know, in the early stages. V'od, the biyoshva al mashber. What's the Rambam talking about? Rambam is talking about a case of yoshva al mashber, right? Yoshva al mashber means she's on the birthing stool. She's in the delivery room. We'll say it in modern terminology. She's in the delivery room. Okay. When it comes to yoshva al mashber, let's see this for a second back in the Rambam. What's the case in the Rambam? Whoa. Yeah. Uba she makshalele. Makshal means you're sitting in, you're in the delivery room. And you're having tzoris. Not an early pregnancy, 6 months or even less. Says Reb Chaim, Haimavua be'erchad avzayim. Tahave gufa achrina. V'nigma chayuse b'yan peinamshe. Even before the head came out. U'mavua shemot t'mechal l'masa Shabbos. U'v'rosh pregam kippim mavua. D'yaf b'imo chayo. Mikol v'kol mechal l'masa Shabbos. Came in the chayu b'yan peinamshe. V'delis hu d'achida b'ape. There's a door in the way. What's the door? The mother's stomach. V'yim kain. Rabbi Yosha l'amash v'lechulei alma du b'chlal v'chay b'hem. Ubikuach nafsho doche kol ha-toro. Ubimele den onidchen ebikuach nefesh da-acherim. Did the Sifka say it's not true? As the case may be. V'im kein, ha-koshe, ha-dit nan d'chot k'nes uba sh'bimeyam lo yotze rosha. He's mamish on the way out. And we say, you have to say, v'chay b'hem, mechal Shabbos. Again, the Sifka disagree. So he comes out, so far so good. About talking about the Rambam, who did mesuyim, the brisket terminology, did mesuyim, it's a specific limited law. B'din atzola ha'mura b'nirdav, to uber nidchem b'nei nefesh ha'gomur. You have a right to destroy, if you will, the fetus, to save a nefesh ha'gomur, the mother. U'lehachi hu shecholtchin also b'atzola sa'em. V'shani mikol pikuach nefesh li'almu. It's different. It's a brand new din. It's a brand new din of Hatzolas Nirdov. B'zeh shekosef aram tamam sherei kurode v'achrei lahoga. On both sides, there's only one prop. It's a blanket, you know. You pull it to cover your head. Your feet are exposed. You pull it to cover your feet. Your head's exposed. There's not enough cloth. Reb Chaim now asks. So once the head comes out, you can't touch the baby. Dim kein amai below yotzerosho horgen also mishum din atzolas on nirdof came and the ain kan din rodev klav and sarachiyun. So what's going on? What do you accomplish over here? Now comes the punchline, which is so hard to understand. Vasha yiro abrucha mizeh. Dim emes. Afal gav de mishmaya karatfila. Mikol makom lo poka meho ubor etzem din rodev bishvil zeh. Rabosai, brisker terminology. The din rodev is still there. The din rodev bay repeats it. Hello, the be'emes. Nay, the eker din rodev. Hu hatzalaso shel nirdof. That's the eker din of rodev. To save the life of the nirdof. Mikomagom hodolo dainin aleihach. Dein doche nevesh mitnei nevesh. Havade de have din. Chiyuv rodev. We call it a chiyuv rodev. Not just a din rodev, a chiyuv rodev. Asher al kein lazeu de mahanyo hod de mishmai karat filo. Laf kia mine chiyuv ze. There's no chiyuv rodev. Ume mele de dainin and bay hod de eno doch and nevesh mipnei nevesh. And once the head comes out, you can't touch the baby. Why? and the Ochel Nevesh B'nei Nevesh. Aye, has a Din Rodef he has. But Din Rodef is not sufficient to knock out and the Ochel Nevesh B'nei Nevesh. You need a Chiyum in the Rodef, he doesn't have. Tzvei Dinim, this classic risk. Aber mi kova kom ik den rode va tos der das lo pak up is at. The khiv is pak at the din. Und wenn mail der hat der dina gabi uber, den nit khim fnay ha aim. Und mishm de bedel hat salas der dof, ze nuden. Have a dina do uber nit khim ne nefesh gamor. Den chaini mit kein kom. Vezel it's not that shlo yotzer rosh chol kin also. Benafsho of the Uber. Nifchem be etzim din rodev. Gam below chiyuva the rodev. The din rodev is enough. Hashem can be yotze rosh ein dogen bo. Should ein dogen nefesh v'pnei nefesh. Ki a mitzir of chiyuva the rodev. Ochalets be achiyuva meshun de mishmaya karat filo. Chaim is hard to understand. A din rodev he has and a chiyuva rodev he doesn't have. Sounds like a very. I have to tell you that Chazanish has what to say about this too. Chazanish says, "Sarachian, minole davaze." Where did he get this from? Came on the gabu uber abrinon. My chaz is the davar, the aim sumuktvei. Where do you get all this from? Adim Hoya Bidin Rode Fayam Nita Damo, yeah. Hashadu Teva Olam, Vena Rode Finale, the Uber Nitche, Balo Din Rode Fiafina Mikra, Balo Neva Elber Rode Mamma Shalob Uber, the Mishmaikar Atfa. Nas Nisan Tan, Mishachaya, Kodman Chayot, Mashma Dala, Misham Rode Vasinan Allah, Rabosai, he may have a whole new category. Din Rodev, Chiyuv Rodev. It's not the Pashup Shah. So I took a saber to read on the plane. I called up the library Tuesday. Give me a saber, I can read on the plane. Something about refuah, about abortion. He gave me the saber by Rav Yitzchak Shelat. I don't know who he is. I'm not to Malay Adumim here. He's an unbelievable man. Unbelievable man. He's written fantastic svarim. When we learned Shabbos, we weren't just this, yeah, I think Harora Matluyim, and Chloe Shabbos, Meridik. What we learned, Rosh Hashanah, Zichron and Trua. That's the first thing, Meridik. What we learned, Rochas, called Rosh Tavarcha, he's in the first few two books. Man, the Meridik of Mechab. He's a Rabbi Malei Adumim, and he's obsessed with America, he lives near America, they once went to visit him, and I want to talk on why I went to visit him. Maybe that's what I'll tell you. A wonderful man. So he has a save on these matters. He says, yeah, he has it's something called Hafsakas Hiroyim. So he quotes Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe, we'll get to that, all this next week, we know. And Rav Moshe says, oh, he found the Dabba Nechmod in Chidushim in Achayim Aleib. Okay? Of a Dabba Nechmod in Chidushim in Achayim Aleib. I saw this in the early hour of the day. Hold on, if I look at the right page, give me a second. What's with Moshe? Here goes Moshe, yeah. He writes as follows. Oh, footnote 9, page 123. B'chidush Rav Chaim Halevi al Rambam, Yishiva is a Rambam, ba'ofen acher, quote, b'dova nochan ma'od. Says of Yisroch Shelat, Odeh v'lo Evosh. I admit, I'm not embarrassed to say it. Ki yanti b'chidush agrach pa'mayim v'sholosh. Looked at it two or three times. V'lo etzlachti l'vedet hasof ta'at. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't, he doesn't understand. Of course, it's salient. Shurisi, Chazanish has the same gasha. Where did he get this from? Din Rodev, Chiyuv Rodev. He doesn't understand where it comes from. I like that. So we all try to maintain a balance. I'm out of time. We really were supposed to talk about Chumash, but I told you I had an excuse this week. Because with Seach, because Lo Sirtzah, we spent the whole shit on Lo Sirtzah. And I said, what's the difference? This week's parsha. Maybe next week, the Shpotah, maybe we'll...